The future of the road has been argued for years, as Albany did study after study without apparently finishing any and making a final decision on what to do. The death of a three-year-old when a car came off the road and into Delaware Park and ran down the child changed everything. Governor Cuomo lowered the speed limit and had state crews put up road barriers. Assemblyman Sean Ryan says there is $150 million in work coming long-term, with short-term work this summer.
One thing's already been done, and that's been the reduction of speed. And the two other things that are certain to be done in July, August will be restriping, narrowing the lanes, creating a wider shoulder. And then the second thing will be the 2 to 3 at-grade crossings to facilitate pedestrians getting to be able to cross from the Art Museum to the History Museum and from the Delaware area to the Parkside area.
The anger and occasional shouting suggested that wasn't enough soon enough. Ryan says until there's a community decision on what will replace the expressway, there can't be final plans. He's expecting a final plan in about 9 months. With pressure from the governor, the assemblyman is expecting state DOT to go along with a local decision and not keep pushing a high-speed highway. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.